Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for this 20th of June. I am Paul White, and I'm honored you're with me on what is the Saturday on the calendar. And when we have a Saturday podcast, I like to take 60 seconds or so and introduce the sermon you will hear tomorrow. We will air for you on paulwhiteministries.com, on our Facebook page, Paul White Ministries, on our YouTube channel, PWM, and anywhere you get audio, wherever you're listening to the DDP, you can also listen to the full-length audio sermon from this next one is from Culloden, West Virginia. The Grace Life Church, Pastor Jamie and Lisa Wright, this was the third of three that we did at the end of the month of May. We're airing the third one tomorrow, Father's Day on the calendar. We're going to talk about the Father, but we're not doing a particularly Father's Day message. This was the final sermon from that weekend, and it is on the Genesis 4 encounter between God and Cain, where God says to Cain, "Are you angry?" I hope that you will check this one out. It's just over an hour long, rather long. We have some stuff at the top where we speak to the issues of the hour. The first 10 or 12 minutes of the sermon are really talking about the riots and the protests and the anger and unrest that were in the world at the time we recorded that. And as the time of doing this podcast still exists, and probably by the time this podcast airs, we'll still be seeing at least some of that. And I talk about it, I try to get practical and real, and then the sermon rolls right into that thought, why are you angry, us dealing with our emotions and the state of our emotions and why we feel the way that we feel and how we must encounter it and deal with it. So I think it's a sermon you're going to want to hear, a sermon that we do some meandering, and man, I was really feeling it that weekend. I hadn't been out for about 10 weeks, and it was good to be in front of people, and so I went all over the place for a few days, but I think it's one you'll enjoy. And it is titled, Why Are You Angry? So I encourage you to go check it out. If you're listening to these podcasts later, go look up Why Are You Angry? I think it will be one you will want to listen to and maybe share with some friends. Okay, let's get started in the 16th verse today from 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We're clipping along pretty good on this 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians. I think we covered as many verses in one day yesterday as we have in a while, as we really hit 9 to 15. Paul's still in this reluctant boasting passage. As I was reading this today to prepare for what I wanted to say, it just struck me really one thought, which was just let somebody rant for once in a while. It's okay. Even the minister, it's okay. I've been bad at, because I'm a student of preaching, but I've been bad at watching preachers or listening to preachers and thinking, oh, come on, get off your soapbox, get back to the gospel. But I realize I do it too. And I don't like it when I'm so accusatory of what I see someone else doing, particularly when I'm doing it. We preachers like to go on rants. It's kind of part of what we do. It's part of the nature of public speaking to big ideas that you're wanting people to wrestle with. Verses 16 to 21 of 2 Corinthians 11, Paul admits he's prone to a rant. He asks them to put up with it, and he admits it's not from the Lord. Doesn't mean it's bad, it's just not inspired. I want to read these verses to you and then give you what I think Paul's saying and then give you how I might say it. 2 Corinthians 11, 16 to 21. I say again, let no one think me a fool. If otherwise, at least receive me as a fool, that I may boast a little. What I speak not according to the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many boast according to the flesh, I also will boast. For you put up with fools gladly, since you yourselves are wise. For you put up with it if one brings you into bondage, if one devours you, if one takes from you, if one exalts himself, if one strikes you on the face. To our shame, I say that we were too weak for that. But in whatever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly, I'm bold also. There's a lot there. Part of this is Paul saying this. Listen, I'm going to boast a little bit in what I am. I'm not saying it's the Lord telling me to do it. It's not the Lord anointing me to do it, but I'm going to boast anyway. people boast according to their flesh. I'm going to boast a little bit according to my flesh. You guys will put up with it because you're wise. And you've actually put up with a lot. And you've put up with stuff you shouldn't have put up with. And here's another. This one I don't even think is really a backhanded compliment. I think there's a little bit of a jab in here. Reread that 20th verse. You put up with it if one brings you into bondage, if one devours you, if one takes from you, if one exalts himself, if one strikes you on the face. In other words, you've put up with a lot. I'm not positive you should have put up with some of that. But look at the compliment that follows that. To our shame, I say that we were too weak for that. We were too weak for what? I was too weak to just put up with being brought into bondage or being devoured or being taken from or being struck on the face. I think it's considered a strength in Christianity to be able to endure these things. It's weakness to not be able to endure them, to have to retaliate, to have to devour back, to have to strike back. Paul says it's to our shame. The word our is not there in the Greek. He says it's to shame, I say, that we were too weak for that. But in whatever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly. I'm bold also. So I really sense Paul saying, I don't really like my response all the time, but I'm not going to stand idly by while people badmouth me and my ministry. And I would say this, sometimes we got to rant a little bit. It's just the way it is. Sometimes we've kind of got to go off a little bit. We don't attribute it to the Lord. I speak not according to the Lord. It's not as if God told me to say this, in other words. But it's still a real thing that Paul's talking about, a real offense. And I also think that it would be worth your time and my time to really look at 20 and 21. Look at the stuff you guys put up with. I don't put up with it. I should, but I don't. It's to my shame that I struggle to put up with it. Listen, have you ever struggled with Jesus' statement, if a man smites you on the cheek, turn to him the other one? Paul struggled with it. Paul wants to hit back. And Paul says, it's to my shame that I'm too weak to not hit back. Think about this today. Is it strength to hit back or is it weakness to hit back? Well, it's strength according to the system of the world, and weakness according to the system of God. Maybe that's why the first is last and the last is first in the kingdom, because it's not so much about placement. It's about weakness. What's considered strong in the kingdom of the earth is weak in the kingdom of God. What's considered weak in the kingdom of God is strong in the kingdom of the earth. And the two are never the same thing. Now that is worth thinking about on a Saturday. We'll jump in a little deeper to verse 22 tomorrow. See you then. God bless.